97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's the first Beer 30 of 2019. That sounds important.
Official. It's official.
It's very important. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Happy New Year, guys.
Merry New Year.
Thank you for correcting my English.
I feel like I should have brought a noisemaker of some kind besides my blowhard laugh right there.
By the way, their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, Google Play, iTunes. You can find them on all the social medias. Today we have a beer from Blue Oak Brewing, and they are in San Carlos. And I actually received this as a gift.
Which is the best kind of beer.
It is. It is. And it was, I got two different types of beer from the same brewery. I didn't do the math and put two and two together that they wanted me to bring them here for us to do beer. I thought it was just, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So one of them we had at my house.
Yeah.
And then this one I was just in the fridge, and the person that gave it to me was like, how come you guys haven't done my beers that I gave you on Beer 30 yet? I'm like, oh, about right. That. One of them's gone already. I'll bring the other one for the first one of the new year.
Well, looking at the size of this can, I don't think the suspension on the bottom of your refrigerator can handle the weight of both. So I think you're just making a smart decision.
Yeah, there is that. So this is Cats with Bells. Happens to be their 2018 Holiday Belgian Quad.
Meow.
With coriander, orange peel, and we can go through our AATMF if you all
absolutely
would like.
Absolutely. And also, just because, you know, right now this is, you know, in January, typically you're going to go up and down the beer aisle of your grocery store.
You're going to see a lot of stuff like this.
There's going to be beer still with Christmas trees on it and stuff like that. Doesn't necessarily mean the beer's bad.
Right.
It's one of those things, especially this style, it will hold up big time. You could have this probably next year.
Yeah.
And it will still be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
A little flavor profile change. But ultimately, this beer is very stable over long periods of time. So just because it has red and green on it doesn't mean that it's meant for Christmas
only. Or says
only.
Holiday in the name.
Right. Big deal.
Everything's fine.
Big deal.
Martin Luther King Day's coming up.
Yeah.
There are
holidays coming.
Yeah. Don't be presumptuous. I mean, it's Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else in between.
Yeah. Cats, bells. It's all good.
Oh, AATMF, dark, opaque color here. It's got sort of the... Actually, if you were to just look at this, you would think that this is a porter or a stout.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Based solely on the appearance.
Yeah, the color, really, really dark, rich, low carbonation level. I mean, you just poured this thing out for us, and already there's little to no head retention on this.
Mm-hmm.
So you already, you know, by looking at this, I can gather what it's going to taste like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, I looked at this, and I even what little lacing and little heads left, it has that sort of like espresso crema color on it. What do we smell when we take our whifferoos?
You do get that, Brett.
Yeah, that Belgian funk.
You're going to get that Belgian yeast strain is very distinct in aroma. It's distinct in flavor, and it's one of those things that you either like it or hate it. There's really no in between.
I get a lot of like bread in it as well. You said Brett, but I also get like breadcrumb or pie crust in it. There is, you know, that holiday spice that you talked about. There mm-hmm. is just some orange peel and some clove in it, which I don't know if that's necessarily from, you know, the spice profile that they added in the brewing process, or if that's just, you know, indicative of the style in general, because a lot of times with these Belgian style ales, you'll get a lot of that banana and clove and that kind of thing.
I get a little nutmeg too, you know, that's
good one. I would say, despite the fact that this is 10.8% ABV, I would call this medium bodied for a beer this size.
Yeah.
It is not
medium to light. This does not taste like a 10%.
No, not at all.
This is shockingly smooth. There's no alcohol burn whatsoever.
No.
Tastes like a beer, but it could be a 4.5% beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I always make the comparison when any of these sort of holiday style warmers come out. You know, Anchor Christmas is one that I always look forward to trying every year because the recipe is always a little bit different. And some years, you know, it's just so syrupy and piney and it doesn't work. Or another one that I like is Fireside Chat from 21st Amendment, similar in style to mm-hmm. this. What I like about this beer in particular is the fact that the mouthfeel and the body style just don't like just blow your mouth up. It's not sticky and dry and super piney. I like the fact that it's a light bodied beer. It goes down easy. The alcohol burn doesn't really get you until it gets into your stomach, really.
And that's why it's called the winter warmer.
Yeah, exactly.
It warms my belly.
There's a toastiness in the finish here. It finishes like nice and crisp.
Yeah.
The holiday spice lingers really well. This is not a style I usually reach for on the shelf. It's not that I dislike it. I just, I like to drink multiple beers, and beers this big aren't really built for that. But this beer is awesome. I'm feeling it. This is a great beer.
It is. You know, it's definitely not a Friday morning beer. I would much rather have this, on tonight in front of a fire or something.
Well, just there's plenty left.
That's why I stayed up all night.
Yeah, there we go. but it's one of those things where this style, especially, you know, to your point, Brad, this goes much better. This is like an after meal. It's something that's going to be the way to wind down the night. It's because of the Belgian flavor profile, it won't, you know, any food you have, it's hard to really pair with food.
Mm-hmm.
So this works great as a nightcap. And this is something, like you said, the style, you know, it's got a little bit of spruceness to it, a little bit of pine, mm-hmm. just very subtle flavors. It doesn't beat you over the head with any of those, strong, strong flavors of the holiday. It's really balanced. And I think that's probably the best word for this beer is that it's truly balanced in the flavor profile, to the alcohol content, and everything else. It's a great one.
Two thumbs up around the table, it feels like.
Is that just for you? Two for you?
I said around the table.
It was three of us, though. Two thumbs each.
Yeah.
Got it. Math is hard, okay?
Exactly.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Cat with Bells from Blue Oak Brewing Company in San Carlos. We're giving you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 thumbs.
Boom.
Up.
Or 2 times 3.
You can check out all their arithmetic on Sports Meets Beer, the podcast.
Sports Meets Algorithms.
Yeah.
Find them on Google Play and iTunes. And, of course, you can catch this review and others at 977theriver.com. Beer 30. Thanks for being on, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Did we just invent the sabermetrics of beer?